Romans 1:18-21. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Friends, God is not hidden, and we are still hiding. From the days of Genesis, when Adam and Eve hid themselves in the garden because of sin, even though man was hiding from God, God was not hiding from man. His works are visible for anyone who is interested in seeing them. Literally, His fingerprints are all over everything. There is no excuse for not believing in God. He has clearly revealed Himself to the world and to everyone's conscience. Come on, His fingerprints are all over everything. Just looking at the stars at night should convince anyone there is a Creator. In addition, I believe all people know, deep inside themselves, that there is a God, and everyone is born with a sense of right and wrong. Fly to the corners of the world, God lovers and God haters alike. Everyone agrees that stealing is wrong, lying is wrong, adultery is wrong, betrayal is wrong, and especially when it happens to them. Everyone agrees that those things are wrong. Where did they get that idea of right and wrong? We can't know what a curved line is unless we first have an idea of a straight line. However, it seems people suppress the truth because they don't want to believe. Ah, closer to the truth. A man told me once that for God to exist, He must meet standards. He really felt His standards could be high enough to define God. Well, I figure, essentially, what he was saying was, God must prove Himself according to my standards. The Lord is everlasting, does not depend on anything or anyone, nor is He required to meet someone's standards in order to exist. If the Lord were enslaved and duty-bound to meet with mankind's requirements, then He wouldn't hardly be all-powerful and independent. He would just be another god, little g, in a sea of man-made gods that would be subject and dependent upon the whim of man to exist. And to me, well, that would just be stupid. In Deuteronomy, Moses calls them Lo Eloah for not gods, and Lo El for not divine, for all gods that are not God, other than the one God. So why not believe in God? It is certainly easier than believing in whirling atoms coming to agreement to not only get together and create something, but to be intelligent and wise enough to add infinitely deep concepts like love, hate, responsibility, friendship, blue skies, rain, and all the myriad of physical and non-physical things of existence. Why not believe in God? I believe a generalized don't want to is at the core of the matter. A heart full of don't want to. Yep. Believing would put believers face to face with themselves, their wrongness of character, their emotional unavailability, their lack of transparency, their rebellion, and their need to come back to God would be more than most are willing to bear. It appears it's just too close and too honest. Maybe the need for Christ isn't acute enough yet. Therefore, they deny the facts of God's existence and play little mental games, trying to rationalize away the truth. Because of this, God's solid boundary against all ungodliness and unrighteousness is revealed from heaven, and is set with unmovable determination by the hand of God himself. To unbelief, he said, "Thus far and no more you shall not." You will not bring sin, evil, and unbelief into my house. The Lord is the God of truth. The God of the Bible is not a God of myth or legend. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the ultimate reality. He is what is really real in the universe, in a world full of deception and lies. Likewise, the Bible is not just some made-up book of religious fantasy. Rather, it is true spiritually, historically, and scientifically. God is not hidden. We are. We were hiding in the Garden of Eden, and we are still hiding today. The Lord is bidding us to come out wherever you are. Come out of hiding, to humble ourselves and to be honest, to throw open the doors of our heart and tear down our fences. What is up with all our resentment and jealousy anyway? Christ is visible and willing to forgive us all our darkest secrets. We've simply got to be willing to come out of our hiding places. Yep. God is calling you home. Come on, let's go home. Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.